Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Blessed are the undefiled. Undefiled means clean or pure in the way, who walk in the law of Yah the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. Iniquity means sin and wickedness. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts, for precepts are rules and laws, diligently. And that means constant, diligently. Don't quit if you break a law. Just ask for forgiveness and continue. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Statutes are laws as well, testimonies. Then I would be not, let me start at verse 6 again. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learn of your righteous judgments, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake. Forsake means to abandon or leave or give up me utterly. Utterly means completely or totally. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed. Heed means to pay attention to, according to your word. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Sought means to seek or look for. Oh, let me not wander. Wander means to roam or stray from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed are you, O Lord Yah. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I will declare. Declare means to announce. All the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. Again, testimonies, those are rules and laws. As much as in all riches, I will meditate. And meditate means to ponder, reflect, or think on your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. I have read to you verses 1 through 16 of Psalms 119. Meditations. Meditations are thinking on or reflecting on the excellencies of your of the word of God. And Psalms 119 has 176 verses. So that lets us know, or let you know, or let me know, that I will be reading for at least 2 months Psalms 119. Today I read the Psalms from the New King James Version of the Bible. But I'm going to read from the book of Jeremiah from the regular King James Version. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us in our sleep and waking us sheep up this morning, blessing us with sane, sound mind and excellent health. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I pray this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day that the Bible tells you to keep holy and rest. Read that for yourself. You'll find that in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. All of the commandments you'll find in Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 3 through 17. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. You sheep who have been listening to my program for a while know to have your three P's ready. That's, they are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot something down that I have said or given a verse that I've read to you. Now, sheep, I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah. But before I go there, I want to say to you that Detroit has the auto show going starting this week, and I think it ends next Sunday. So get your children, bundle them up, go down there and look at the beautiful autos. And I can't say that for the city, for the mayor who just made a negative comment about our city. We sheep will not say anything about his city. We'll just leave it as it is. Go ahead on and smile at those who say things about our city and say bad things about our city. But I will say this about the city of Detroit. If it was so bad, a lot of white folks wouldn't be grabbing up all the property here. Also, I want to mention, when I am on this program, I find that my program, my show is not being heard, as well as the volume may be too low or the voice is muffled or inaudible. And that happens not only with my show, but with other shows, and particularly black shows. I have been paying attention. None of the white shows I listen to have this problem that we black folk are having with our programs. And that reminds me of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, where it tells you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So it says, therefore, take up your whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, stand. And that's what I'm doing. For the last few months, I've been told that my program is not being heard. And hopefully I am not the only one in this world listening to this Bible. Although, if it is, it has saving me. I no longer attend church on a Sunday. The Bible tells us to keep the Sabbath holy, and that's Saturday in worship. That I've also learned a lot of things, such as in the book of Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 10, that we're not supposed to follow Christmas, you know. A lot of things I've learned, and hopefully you sheep will learn with me. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to start reading at chapter 1, and I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to finish reading all of chapter 22. We're going to start at chapter 22, verse 1, and let's read. It says, thus said Yah the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of Yah the Lord, O king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Verse 3. And I apologize. Most times I just burp every time I start reading. Perhaps that means I'm learning. I don't know. Verse 3. Thus said Yah the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor. The oppressor is someone who is unjust and using unjust authority. And do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. Verse 4. For if we do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you do not hear these words, I swear by myself, says Yah the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. A desolation is a wasteland or empty. Verse 6. But thus said Yah the Lord unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me. Now, Gilead is a place I'm thinking that was once beautiful. I don't have a map, so or a computer where I can go and look it up at will. But I'm thinking that Gilead is a beautiful place. Let me continue reading. It says, thou art Gilead unto me, and the house of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. Verse 7, and I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapon, and they shall cut down the choice cedars and cast them into the fire. Verse 8, and many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say, every man to his neighbor, wherefore has Yah the Lord done thus unto this great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken means abandoned, forgotten, or given up, the covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement of Yah the Lord their God, and worship other gods and served them. Verse 10, weep not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away. For he shall return no more, nor see his native country. Native means where you were born. For instance, if I was born in Louisiana or in Texas, this is an example, then that would be my native place where I was born. But I happen to live in Detroit, Michigan for now. And I intend to live and die in Michigan, although I plan on visiting other cities. Let me get back to the word of God, our Father in heaven. Excuse me for saying God. I have not read where God called himself God, or Jesus called God God. I read it where he's called him his Father. Let's pick up at verse 11. For thus said Yah the Lord, touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah. Now, the name of this, what we're reading today, verse 20, chapter 22, is Message to the Sons of Josiah. And Shalom is one of the sons. And if I keep reading, I'll get to the other one if I stop interrupting myself. Let's pick up reading at verse 11 again. For thus said Yah the Lord, touching Shalom, the son of the king of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned. Reigned means ruled instead of Josiah, his father, which went forth out of this place. He shall not return thither. That thither means back there anymore. Verse 12. But he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. And I'm thinking that that refers to us black folk here in the United States, because we have been led captive to the United States of America. And only God is going to restore us back in that land. Right now, there are those who say they are Jews, but are not. living there. And you can find that written in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, about those who say they are Jews and they are not. They are actually the children of Satan. Let's pick up with verse 13. Well, let me go back to 12. But he shall die there in his place, whether they have led him captive, and he shall see this land no more. Verse 13. Woe to him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbor's servants without wages. Ooh, it sounds like someone we know here in the United States, and giveth him not for his work. It reminds me of our foreparents. We were brought to this country and had to work without wages. Yep, sounds like white folk in the United States of America have done that to us. And we're still in bondage here. And when I say we, I'm talking about black folk, because I am a black seasoned woman, older woman. Verse 14. That said, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutting him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Vermilion is a reddish-orange color. Verse 15, thou shalt reign because thou closest thyself in cedar. Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? Verse 16, he judged the causes of the poor. Let me start at verse 16 again. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him, and was not this to know me, said Yah the Lord. But thine eyes and thine heart, and whenever I see the word heart, I replace it with mine, are not but for thy covetousness. And covetousness, that is desiring stuff that does not belong to you. That's what I think it is. It's you're greedy. You want what belongs to someone else. And for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence, and do it. Oppression, what is oppression? That is to make other folks suffer. Oppression, that's to keep people down. Right now, I can't think of what the meaning is. Verse 18, therefore, thus said Yah the Lord concerning Jehoiakim. Now, this is the second son of Josiah. The first one we read about was Shalom. Now, this is Jehoiakim. And we're in verse 18. It says, therefore, thus said Yah the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, the king of Judah. They shall not lament. Lament means to cry or mourn for him, saying, ah, my brother, or ah, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, or ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass. An ass is a donkey or mule. And what I've seen on TV is when an animal like that die, they bury them, they dig a big hole, let's say 6 or 7 feet deep, and just throw that animal into the hole and cover it up. Drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Let me start that at verse 19 again. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up the voice, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages, for they for all thy lovers are destroyed. Verse 21. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. And this is why we black folk are in the problems that we are in now in the United States of America, because we do not obey God's voice. But I am so glad that when he told me to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people, and the people, that's inclusive. I will not leave anyone out who listens to this program. God is telling us to become obedient. There's something, change is coming, and it's going to come sooner than later. Let's follow this Bible. Let's pick up reading in verse 22. The wind shall eat up all thy pastures, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded. Confounded means baffled or puzzled for all thy wickedness. O inhabitants of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in cedars, how gracious thou shalt be when pains come upon thee, the pain as of a woman in travail. Travail means like childbirth. The baby's ready to come out. Verse 24, as I live, saith Yah the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand. A signet is a ring, a seal upon a ring. Yet I pluck means to throw down the dents. And this means as a consequence. Verse 25, and I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans, and I will cast thee out of thy mothers that bear thee into another country where ye were not born, and there ye shall die, but to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. I'm going to stop here at verse 28. And if it says God's will, I will be back with you next time to finish that. Oh, I only have three verses. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors, as well as thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us. In Yahweh's name I say this prayer, a.k.a. Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, I want you to get this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this wonderful book. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, it tells you what to eat and what not to eat as well. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. I'll speak with you next Sabbath, if it's God's will.